So, guess who has been busy during all this COVID lockdown malarkey?
Ken's dick.
That's not...
It's literally a dad. Like, the joke about him being my dad or a dad can no longer be made because that would just be weird.
He is now officially a dad.
Ken is officially a dad, yeah. So we've got one new listen to the podcast.
Well, I don't think yet. After the intros, we nearly... After the intros, it didn't make it into the cut. we might be able to give him something to listen to.
Exactly. But hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Good Georgia Podcast. First episode of 2021. We did previously record a podcast, but silly old me forgot to edit it, and it sort of expired. So we're having to redo our first ever episode of 2021. But as Alex said, we have a new listener. Ken is not here tonight, unfortunately, because he's on baby daddy duty, isn't he, guys? His new daughter, Skylar, was born, was it 2-3 weeks ago? He's a bit busy doing that, so we thought we'd get an episode out in the meantime. But like I said, welcome back to 2021. I'm here with Alex and Rickson once again. You boys all good?
Yeah, not bad. I've got my haze in front of me. I'm chills. We're recording a podcast again. Ken's a dad.
Yeah,
all is good. Got my Thatcher's haze.
Oh,
he's got the haze of the ganja.
I thought you meant like weed. I was like,
Alex. Oh, yeah. Because I'm a professional podcast, I mean, now the time to admit that actually I like smoking the green stuff. No.
We're just like Joe Rogan. Oh, we're going to make it.
Literally. Yeah.
No, as it turns out, I'm just a farmer. That's all it is. I'm just a farmer.
I mean, you did say you were busy earlier. Were you just on your common harvester working? That's why we have to record late tonight.
Well, my tractor broke down, so I had to do it by hand.
Ah, I see. That makes a lot of sense now.
No, he was up in his loft chopping up some weed ready for the pod. As you can tell, I don't really do drugs. He was in his loft chopping up weed.
When he said chopping up, I was like, what do you think I'm doing? Like wood? Like, am I doing trees?
Alex is there with a chopping board and a knife just chopping out finally.
Going, oh, this will do nicely. And he's actually just like chive and pasta. Oh.
Yeah, this would do great in my pasta. Like, what do you think's going on? How do you think this works?
Well, I don't know, weed pasta, that might not be a bad idea. Bit of a tomato sauce with it. Why not?
It'd be like brownies, but savoury.
Yeah.
Quite good.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Yeah, I thought this was the best we should portray.
I mean, you can do. Nobody's...
Well, you cut out, so it's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. We didn't hear any. That's brilliant.
Anyway, let's talk about Formula One.
Whatever's ticking my pickle.
Yeah, lots of lag there. Damn but it. Yeah, let's talk about Formula One.
Just a moment of lag.
It's almost a month there before testing. We've had lots of news over the last couple of weeks. But let's first, of course, start with Hamilton finally signing that contract with Mercedes, 1-year extension to his current deal. Of course, that will end at the end of the year. So maybe just staying there for one more title. But Rickson, as the Mercedes fan on the pod, I'm sure you're happy with one more year with the GOAT.
Yeah, look, it took a while to get there, but he's done it. You know, it's been signed. I've heard there's a lot of zeros on it. I don't know if you guys, obviously it's all on Twitter, so you see on social media, but if it is a lot of zeros, I don't blame him. You know, if you're that much better than the rest of the grid, then you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not spending much money on Bottas, so the money's got to go somewhere. but I think it will be his last year. If he wins the championship, I think he'll call it quits. I really do. Because you've done everything. You've achieved everything. You've won more world titles than any other driver. You know, you're a class above the rest of the field. There's no... last year, there was nobody that was causing him problems, really. You know? When you've got a teammate that will literally do anything for you, you know, But yeah, I think there was also a veto on his next partner, on his next teammate. So next season, if he does stay and Bottas has another shocker, he can pass up on George Russell and keep, you know, Bottas can keep the seat. But yeah, I think if you think about it, he's getting on a bit now for a F1 driver. I think, yeah, I think it's definitely the right thing.
I mean, tell that to Alonso.
Bro, he just needs money, doesn't he? That's the only reason he's going. Also, Renault are just desperate to cling on to any relevancy. Form of glory they had.
Yeah.
He's going to be shocking. It's going to be... it's not going to be as bad as it was 2015. But it's going to be bad. He's not going to be happy. I can already... Only if they have a vast... They're suddenly really, really good, which won't happen. I'll be like, fair play. Right move. But I think he tried to win that Indy, didn't win it. Was like, okay, I'm running out of time to do that. What can I do? I'll just jump back in a car. Somebody will want me, you know, and Renault wanted him. So, yeah, it's... that one's weird. That one is really weird.
Yeah.
It's just strange. It's just wasting a lot of money. You could give that to somebody that deserves it, not some washed up old man. It's just, what's the point?
I mean, I wouldn't claim he's washed up. But the problem with Calamari...
He's a Ferrari driver, isn't he?
Alex is, yeah, he's a Ferrari driver, and he's not going to go over eight, to eight Alpine. Then. I don't...
Or Joe? Is it Joe? Is he a Renault driver?
Grand Joe, of China, yeah. So, I mean, there are options.
There's options,
But, I mean, like I mentioned, you know, Hamilton is getting there, but like I said, Alonso, I think he's still got something to give. But there are other talents that they could have used and saved that money to then develop the car. You know, Renault were very average last season. And I think they needed, you know, ideally having someone younger in, but that's just my opinion. I don't know if you guys agree with... I mean, Rick, I know you agreed with it, but Alex, I mean, would you prefer to have seen someone else in the Alpine seat, or would you prefer to see
someone else? Alpine, isn't it? Oh, I forgot about that. I mean, the thing is that they can afford Alonso because they've now relinquished that very expensive Ricciardo contract because he was charging a lot per season. So, you know, I don't know whether Alonso's charging more, whatever, but like, what is he, 39, 40, something along those lines? I think he's about the same age as when Stewie made his return. I think it's along those lines. So
he's 39.
39, yeah. So 39. You can have someone that's 39, passed it, but got some experience but has been out of F1 since 2016? 2017. Yeah, 2017, I think, yeah. So he's been out of it since then. So three seasons out of F1, 39, that whatever. Or you could have someone like Juan Yu Zhou, who very young, inexperienced, but is quick and he's going to be so motivated to push himself to give everything. Whereas Alonso's going to be like, yeah, I've done this far, just helped the team, nice drive, be Esteban in a few races and that'll be it, be a success, whatever. He's not expected to do anything. He's not expected to win a race or get a podium. That's not expected. So what's the point?
This whole season is going to be a waste of time, right? Because you've got the new regs coming 2022 or whenever they're coming, right?
Next year, yeah.
This whole season is just let Lewis Hamilton get his eighth championship. We'll forget it ever happened. and we'll go again with new regs because that's when the racing is hopefully going to get better.
That's the idea, isn't it? With everything they're bringing in, it has to, surely. Strange.
Just seems so strange that I can understand why they've pushed it back to COVID and all that, and they want all the fans in to watch the Grand Prix or whatever. But that Renault seat, right, is literally the definition of it'll only be here for a year. We just need a driver. He'll do. That's it. That's the only reason he's there.
Like, biggest he'll do, isn't it? Just like, yeah, there you go.
No, it's literally who's free. Oh shit, he'll do. Grandpa, get him in. Let's see how he does. Yeah, like. Oh, he's pointless, man.
Yeah, he's been on our car before 10 years ago. Like, it's pointless. It's literally pointless.
However, he does have a 2-year contract.
I mean,
it's
longer than Hamilton.
Yeah. Go on.
Oh, did no, I just lag again then?
Yeah, we didn't hear what you said.
Probably a good thing, but...
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If I'm lagging, just forget it. There's not much I can do about it.
No, it's okay. We're just saying, you know, he does have a year in these new regs as well. So, well, it depends. He might just have that 1 year and go, oh, I don't really fancy it and I want to do something else because he's got other ambitions. I mean, like I said, he still wants to get that IndyCar title. He's got Le Mans already. He's got Monaco. So he's still got that ambition. And also he raced in Dakar last year as well. So, yeah, I think he's at a point in his career where he's good enough to just go, yeah, just give that a go. And people will just accept him because it's Alonso and you're not going to turn Alonso down.
He's earned that respect, doesn't he? To just be able to just go, I fancy doing that. And someone will pick him up and help him along that way.
Yeah. No, I think I agree.
When was the last time he did anything? Like, anything
what do you mean by anything?
Just anything of note. When was the last time he did something that you went, oh, bloody hell, that was good?
Well, he didn't do too bad in Indy 500. He had a decent show in his first Indy 500. He was in the top 10, I think.
He won the World Endurance Championship and Le Mans. However, as we already know, no, but Toyota were another level above everyone else. And it was a battle between the Toyotas.
And during a team.
Yeah.
It's not just him.
It's true. So I guess anything noteworthy, I guess not. No, not really.
Not purposefully crashing his McLaren Honda?
Is that crashing bicycles?
Yeah. Well, oh no, are we really gonna segue into that?
Okay. he got ran over by a, was it a bike in Switzerland?
I don't think he got ran over by a bike.
Sorry, he got ran over by a car while cycling.
Yeah, he got ran over by a bike while in a car.
Just some kid ringing his bell, aiming for him. Yeah. Joe should have had that seat. Ring, ring, bang. With his bell.
Oh, that would be funny. Imagine. Yes, toppled over by a kid with a basket on his bike.
Yeah, a little tricycle.
Yeah.
Bang.
E.T. in the basket.
Yeah. but he's been discharged from hospital now, so he should be okay for the start of the season.
It was his jaw, wasn't it, that was the big issue.
Yeah, hopefully he's able to talk properly when he has his interviews in Bahrain for the pre-season.
He's Spanish, so let's take it with a pinch of salt.
Careful, Alex, careful. He's Spanish, so he can't speak properly anyway. I was like, whoa!
Do we have any Spanish viewers, Ollie?
No. We have views in South America. Well, they could be Brazilian.
Shut up, Messi.
I'll have a double check.
I mean,
they're not all Argentinian.
Oh well, you could have.
Hold on, wait. Ollie said Brazilian, and you went Lionel Messi.
No, he said
you're right, mate.
Did he say, I thought he said they were from South America, not
Brazil.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch that. All right, Neymar, whatever.
What?
I am lagging, so I am missing some bits. All right. So,
I mean, you're also from Birmingham, which doesn't help.
That's got nothing to do with the fact.
Low blow, man. There's no need for that.
Anyway.
So anyway, Formula 1.
You literally come from Taunton. The only thing in Taunton is a greenhouse and a tractor, maybe a little barn with like one.
Cider. It's the only thing we've got, and it's worth it.
I was going to say something really horrible there, but then I realised that we're on a podcast and I won't.
Say it right after we say goodbye, and Ollie can decide where he leaves it.
I love Formula 1.
Is he slowly slipping back into the old grid watch?
It's slowly slipping, isn't it? Obviously, we wish Alonso all the best. It seems like it's sort of been, it could have been worse, but he looks like he's going to be fit and okay to start the season, which I guess is what everyone's hoping for, really.
Yeah, he won't be gurning like a cokehead in a nightclub, trying to do interviews. So he should be okay.
Jesus Christ.
Well, that's just a point. I'm just pointing out the facts.
Jesus.
But yeah, by the time Alonso's on the way to being mended and he should be fine for the start of the season, we can see if he's worth it. I think it's going to be a case of, in this season, was he worth having back in the team? I think he's kind of the big thing on for Renault anyway, or Alpine, sorry.
Yeah. We've seen in the past, you know, Mansell came back, Schumacher came back, and they've all, there's all the recent comebacks, and they've all been, pretty crap.
Kimi.
So. Kimi.
Well, Kimi's has been all right.
It's been average.
Yeah.
You can say the same about Schumacher, though.
No, it was terrible. Average.
Well, he got one podium.
I think Rosberg outscored him every season that they were together.
Nearly had a pole, didn't he, in Monaco?
He did have a pole if he wasn't an idiot in the Spanish Grand Prix before and crashed into the back of someone.
Oh, yeah, you're right. How is your memory that good, man? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't ask.
Jeez, fucking hell.
Anyway, on to the next topic. It is Red Bull. And they are still partnering with Honda, but not really at the same time. So from what I gather, guys, they're using Honda engines, but Honda are simply supplying the engine, and then Red Bull are sort of managing it themselves. Am I right in thinking that?
I think what's happening is, so Honda effectively giving Red Bull everything they have. So every single bit of paper they've got on these engines, and the engines just going, here we go, we've given you everything. There it is. Red Bull have already got their own engine department set up now. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called Red Bull Power something Train. Or other. I think it's Red Bull Power Train Limited or something. They've got their own division and department, and they're taking it over. But the engine freeze is why they're able to do this, because once 2020 finishes, there is no engine development.
Oh, really?
That's why. So do you remember that there was an engine freeze that was being pushed by Red Bull? This was the reason it was being pushed by Red Bull, so they could take over Honda engines,
yeah,
brand them as Red Bull, and not have to development, but just build them and keep them all ticking.
Interesting. Okay, so they're going to have slight advantage.
Well, yeah, they can. Well, I mean, they sort of had it with Honda anyway, because obviously Honda was effectively a customer team, because it was just supplying Red Bull and then its sister team.
Mm.
In the same way, it was only supplying McLaren. So they can build the engine with then the people that are building the car.
Mm.
Which is what they had the issue with Renault, is that Renault would go, here's an engine. They go, well, it doesn't fit in our car very well. And Renault would go, well, tough luck.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so, you're right.
But the one thing that I found really funny is, so let's put this series event. So Honda drop out, Red Bull go, we haven't really got many options here. So let's try and push for an engine freeze so we stop development. We've done that. Let's set up a brand new department and take over Honda engines. All so they don't have to use Renault. This is all so they don't have to use Renault engines.
It's a lot of work.
It's that, and it's because, like you said, they're out of options. They can't go Mercedes.
Merck would never supply an engine.
Fuck off to Renault. So that's two out. And then you've got what? Ferrari, which is not going to happen ever.
No. Right?
So then you go in, well, who's left? Honda. Shit, yeah. Hi, guys. It's us again. and I know that you're pulling out, but can we just like sneak in and just be like, yeah, let's just make up some bullshit. And our cars will literally fly, like, because Red Bull gives you wings, you know. So they'll just put wings on it, and that will be the engine, and they'll be good. It's quite smart, really. But also, imagine if those engines are shit and they can't speak to Honda. They're going to be like, great, we're just stuck with
They're actually, well, the issue is that they can't develop it because there's an engine development freeze. So they care what they're given. Pretty much. The Honda engine now is actually decent. This is the worst bit out of all of this, is that as soon as Honda went to Red Bull, then they actually went, we're going to make decent engines from now on.
Well, I think that was McLaren's fault, really. The car was just crap. And the engine
They were very much exposed when they got that Renault engine, weren't they?
Yes. Yeah, it highlighted that it wasn't McLaren, it just wasn't Honda's fault. I mean, I'm sure there was part of it was Honda, but
there was a very proportional section that was Honda, but not entirely.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy as a Red Bull fan. Oh wait, unless it messes up and well, I don't think it messes up.
Bite him in the ass.
Yeah, I was going to say happy for now, but I don't know how long that's going to last for you.
Yeah,
one race into 2023 when they all blow up 3 laps in.
Please no. I mean, Perez bringing in enough money now to Red Bull, so it might be okay. Maybe.
I don't think Red Bull as a company is struggling for money.
No, that's a good point. Yeah, no, you're right.
I mean, they do have Rich Energy breathing down their necks, trying to steal all their.
Yeah. I'm sure. Weren't Rich Energy supposed to announce something?
They pushed it back.
Have they?
Yeah.
I mean, we're all on the tip of our toes as to what.
I heard Williams and also the black livery. That black livery Haas was.
I mean, it was a lovely livery, but it screwed Haas over like incredibly.
Yeah.
Like it absolutely ruins them as a.
That CEO is just.
Oh, I don't think we heard that.
Just toxic.
Yeah, we go. Just toxic. We got there.
Yeah. It's. I don't know how anyone could comprehend getting into bed with that sort of thing again, like with that company again. It's like, what benefit does it bring?
Well, I imagine his beard's really warm. It's probably like another blanket in the winter. If you do get into bed with him, it's probably lovely.
So the one thing that Rich Energy brings is a warm beard.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than nothing. To be honest,
but thing is though, I know he's got tons of, you know, negativity, but no, what's the phrase? Bad press is still good. No, that's not the right. What's the?
You're gonna say bad? There's no such thing as bad press.
That's the one. Yeah, because if you look at it, it's so talked about Rich Energy. I know it's not always positive, but. There's always a mention of it.
It's all bad. It's all bad.
It can't be so bad. I mean, they managed to get a deal through.
They do nothing for charity. Their product isn't real, right? Like, nobody knows how that guy's got... You know? Then they tried to steal a logo from... a bike company in Britain, which for me, doing my job is just like an immediate, like that's just.
It's stupid. Not difficult, is it?
It's so easy to avoid having to do that, you know? So that was where I was like, whole thing was just fishy from the start. And I think the fact that anybody is thinking about getting back in bed with him.
Haas lost just like millions out of that. That's the issue, is that if it was bad press and it all went, you know, badly wrong, whatever, that's right. But Haas lost millions out of that deal because they never got paid. I think they didn't get paid 6 million that they were expecting.
Well, it was more, yeah, and it was that on top of lawyer fees and
kind of everything else that went on to have that split.
Ending a contract early has fees involved.
Yeah. It's like, why would you? Because it's not like a team can go, oh, we didn't know what we're getting into. You know exactly what you're getting into at this point.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, I'm just thinking of from a publicity point of view, it's being talked about again. And I'm sure that's drumming up interest.
And like, it just ended up.
You keep cutting out.
I do, man. Sorry. I don't know what's going on, mate. Internet's working fine on my end. Not quite sure what it is. It's very weird.
It's all right. We're going to move on to the next bit anyway.
All right.
So next up on my list is the proposal to have sprint races on the Saturday. So from my understanding, instead of having qualifying on Saturday, you'd have 2 practices on the Friday, a qualifying also on the Friday to determine the grid for Saturday, and then the grid for Saturday would then determine the race for Sunday. I quite like the idea. They've used it in a lot of American series that I watch on the side as well, IMSA being one of them. it's a complete change up to qualifying. I mean, we did see that attempt last a few years ago where it was last of the line was out and that failed completely and got banned after, not banned, disregarded after one race. But what are your guys' thoughts on this, having the qualifying race on Saturday?
It's difficult because so the whole issue with Formula One is that the fastest cars start at the front and then just get further away from the rest.
Mm.
You then end up, so qualifying, you're then going to have less data, so that it could mix up the grid. So then you have a sprint race, which then, by the point at the end of the sprint race, all of the fastest cars are at the front. So then by the time the race starts on the Sunday, you've got the order for where the race, in theory, would finish.
Yeah.
Potentially the issue.
Yeah.
If you were going to go about it, and this would never get backed by anyone. I mean, having a sprint race would be a really nice idea. I'm not going to describe that it'd be a really good idea. But I don't think it's going to work in the way that they want it to.
Yeah.
Because if you were going to do it properly, you'd do it how F2 do it, which is a sprint race. And then they swap the top eight round.
Top eight are reversed, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. But top eight's reverse grid. So then suddenly, the fastest cars aren't at the front, but they still have the ability to fight their way through the front.
Yeah.
Making the exciting racing.
Yeah. But the problem is, though, Mercedes aren't going to go, yeah, we'll do that. No problem.
No one's going to back it. They either have to bring it in, which they can't do, or vote for it, which they're not going to get past.
So this is kind of the only thing
they can go.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. What's your thoughts on it, Rickson?
I don't want to talk in case I lag.
Nah, you'll be fine.
However,
we'll try.
I think it's a good idea. Anything to make it better to watch, because currently it's god awful. it works well for F2, so I can't see why it wouldn't work for F1. As long as Lewis wins, man, I don't really care what they do with it, to be honest.
I mean, I think that's where Mercedes are going to look at it from, which is, Lewis is still going to win the race as he should. Well, with a sprint race where he's going to end up at the front of both anyway,
it would definitely mix it up, for sure. Like, it's definitely a good thing, but the problem is, how are you going to get... I can guarantee that vote is going to go straight down the middle. It's going to be a 50-50, 100%. You just know what these things are like, man. If they do, let's say they like go for it and they're like, great, right, we're gonna take it to the teams. The board's all happy, you know. Let's see. And then Christian Horner be like, yeah, I'm all for it. And then there'll be like one fucking random guy for like a team that nobody cares about, Sauber. They're not even Sauber anymore. Alpha. They'll be like, oh, nah, why not? And then it'll be 50-50 and they'll say no, and it'll be normal. That's how it'll work. Or, I mean, what they should do is just shorten the races or make tyres that are awful so they have to pit a lot.
Well, no, because then you end up in this tyre conservation thing that they're doing now, which is spend their whole time going, oh, we need to protect the tyres. No, just gun it and do pit stops and stuff. It's fine.
Like, I was watching the... because before the podcast started, I was talking about how I've been watching like Grand Prix from like pre when I started watching. So like 2002, 2003, right. People were just losing their rear wings. So they just fell off going down a straight. I'm like, that is the type of F1 I want to watch, where a guy technically he can get all the way around and get a new wing. Right. And then carry on a new rear wing and carry on. And I was like, oh, I'm all for that. Imagine the pile ups they'd be behind him. They'd bunch the pack up. It would be great because obviously they'd want to keep their position when they go into the pit rather than let a load of cars pass them, if they're smart, right? If they're even allowed to do that. So just small things like that. Like the cars are just that good now at following other cars and looking after their tyres that like they might as well hover. Like they don't even need wheels because they barely, like, you know, the rubber lasts forever. It just seems so strange. But
2030 rigs, they don't have tyres, they just levitate.
It's just like air and they just float. Yeah.
My air's running out. You've got a puncture in the chamber.
Oh, no. Sparks are flying up.
Oh, no, my air's running.
You need to come in. We need to plug the hole.
So, Dude, that's what we need, like hovercraft racing, but in F with F1
see,
regs.
Sorry, it's little side note. Did you see that they're doing like hover? It's almost like hover boat racing. Did you see that on Twitter? It was just like an article
called a plane.
No. It was. I can't describe what it was, but it looked like a speedboat, right? But apparently right. It hovered. I'll have to find it and link it. But it was doing the rounds last week or the week before on Twitter, and everybody was going, "That sounds great. I'm all for that." It's like this new off-road thing that's happening. Well, when's that starting? Because that's stuff I want to watch, not cars that can drive 100 laps around a track and their tyres are perfectly fine. And technically, they could do a whole Grand Prix on one set of softs if they really wanted. That's how depressing it is. Like if you were to say to Bottas, right, mate, we're not going to pit. Look after the tyres, mate. He'd do it.
Yeah. No, you're completely right.
Like, it's just. I sound like you, are they? Honestly, the group chat, the Grid Watchers group chat on Twitter. If Ollie's in a bad mood, is the most. It's the saddest.
Honestly, it's unbelievable.
It's so sad. That's like every time I start talking, I'm like, he's actually shit. He's all just shit. That's why Ollie's down there. So I'm not watching his shit.
Come to the dark side.
Honestly,
I'm trying to say it's gonna be a great time. We're gonna have so much fun. Can't wait to do this. He's the start, and he's like, it's gonna be shit, man. We're like, yeah,
this is a shit. Yeah, well, can't come to the way I know it's gonna happen anyway. It's like, oh no, come on.
I was
but so true.
I watched the some of the Daytona 500 NASCAR, and I'd honestly say I enjoyed that more than any race this year in F1.
It was last so good, year. Mate.
Let's see.
I listened to it because the commentators just get me. That they're just so funny. But then exactly. I'm like, there could be a pile up here. It could be good. But
17 cars crash at the same time.
it's just bad. I think as well. I think the commentary team for like the Grand Prix is just. It's just bad as well. Like it is just bad. Like Brundle and Crofty gets so much wrong as well. Like how can you be a commentator and get that much wrong? Like they don't even know, and it might not be them, right? This is a tangent. It might not be them that's the problem. It might be that the data that they get is awful, which probably is more likely to be the case, right? But
you reckon?
when you listen to those people in the States do commentary, they know there could be, like I said, a gaggle of like 16 cars that have all crashed, and they'd be able to list off all 16 drivers just by looking at them, just by looking at the car. I know the cars are all different liveried and there's only one of them.
Massive numbers on them as well.
Or whatever. But yeah. It's more the fact that they're going, oh, well, the 27 and the 16 and the 9 and the 2. And you're like, what the fuck? Like how do you barely see them
in the frames and the smoke that coming out.
They're on fire. You know? How did you know?
Yeah, I don't know what color they are. Like, yeah,
must be like the orange car. Oh no, it's not orange. Just in flames. It's
just
like,
in flames.
Oh, great. I just had to say that because that was annoying.
I think we should have a controversial motorsport opinion episode where I might come out with NASCAR is better than F1.
Oh, bro, you've just given Die Hard a raging boner saying that. He sat there now with his gut out, whacking one off. No, you said that. Shout out Die Hard.
No one.
If you're listening.
Yeah, shout out to
Which he is.
I doubt he is.
Well, we do have quite a few American fans, to be fair.
And I've just got some in. Hi, guys.
Well, yeah. Yeah, basically. Yeah, but we'll have a controversial motorsport opinion episode at one point during the season. But final topic of the episode is McLaren. They launched their 2021 car yesterday. And it's basically the same.
I was going to say, have an opinion on it compared to last year's to see if it's any different.
Yeah, I know. So we should do... We didn't do a livery you know, which one was the best last year. But I mean, like you mentioned, Rickson, why change anything if it's good? And I'd agree with that. It was nice last year, the orange and the blue, or papaya.
Papaya.
But I mean, it's not a bad looking car.
It wasn't bad last year, and it's not bad this year. The first year they did that livery, you were like, "Oh, that is nice," and it stayed nice. What's the point in changing it if it works? You know, the only time you need to change it is if you're Renault and you've had your team's completely different, or you've done a Haas and you've got a new title sponsor and they've demanded that you make your car look sick, which I'm all on board for. If Rich Energy want to buy Williams and make that car black, I'm all here. But yeah, like I said, if it's not broke, you don't, you know, why fix it? It looks fantastic. It's always, I think it's like, because it hasn't changed, the opinions of it just go down. You're like, oh, it's the same car again. But when you take a step back, you're like, it's nice. They don't need to change it, you know?
Yeah. Mm. If you take a step back and just take a look at the livery, regardless of last year's car, it's a really nice livery.
Stands out on track as well because it's bright. It's orange. It's like that. It's like the yellow Jordan, because it's so different. It stands out, you know? So, good. The only thing that I hated about that whole thing was how cringe the actual thing was. I don't know if you guys watched.
I watched pieces.
So what I did is I watched it from the start to when Lando Norris started talking. Then I muted it.
No, that was 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And then I put it back on again from when Daniel Ricciardo started talking. I listened to that. And then they did a little bit on, he had some messages from Anki's nephew and his parents, and muted that. His nephew was so cringe, I couldn't bear it. Muted that. And then unmuted again when they were just talking. Then they did a Q&A, I think. And then they did the car reveal. I muted all through the Q&A. It was just like fangirls off Twitter talking shit. I'm not
sure.
And then the car reveal was good until I saw it was the same car and I was turned it off. Like, it was just, that was one for the fans if you like that kind of stuff. Personally, I couldn't stand it. It was disgraceful. I felt dirty listening to it. So,
it was so media and everything driven. It wasn't like we're going to have a good season. Here's a car that's going to get us some podiums and then spend some time about the car. It was like, yeah, you know, these two people, let's like hype them up to be like the greatest of friends and the best teammates ever. And it's like, at the end of the day, they were doing that naturally anyway. You never did that with Sainz and Norris because you didn't need to. In the same way, you're not going to need to with...
Don't even drive the cars anymore either. Like, get someone in the car, get it around a track, put some music to it, get Jeremy Clarkson doing a voiceover. I'd be well up for that. I'd be like, I am sold.
I'm hooked. Yeah, get that. Just like McLaren's race weekend, just narrated by Jeremy Clarkson, and then just driving a car.
I am here for this. This is brilliant.
I am on for that.
But when you've got some 16-year-old girl asking Danny Rick a question, and she sounds like me, and she can't get a sentence out without stuttering, I don't want to listen to that. Like. It's awful, but like I said, if you like that kind of stuff, then great. But for people that don't support like I know I support Mercedes, right? But for somebody that doesn't support that team, you're like, well, this is just a bit over the top, isn't it? It's a little too. Show me the car, let me see it go fast, and then I'm done. You know.
The thing is, because I'm a McLaren fan, so I'm probably more of a demographic than you are, slightly, even though I'm 24.
I'd hope so.
Getting old now. Yeah. But as soon as I saw, so they went, yeah, and here's Lando Norris. And I was like, yeah, Lando, walk in, you know, have a laugh, whatever, enjoy your evening. As soon as I saw rolling on a McLaren, I'm like, this is an interesting ploy. all right, I'll let it lie. Maybe there's a kind of joke about
jumped out, and then you're like, this is awful because he's
And I was like, maybe there's a joke about then Daniel getting out the other side and just going, oh, you drive rubbish. That would kind of be quite funny, whatever. And then I saw, here's Daniel Ricciardo, and I was like, get out the passenger side. No, he's driving another McLaren into shot. I'm like, all right, this is so media and sponsor driven that it's gone beyond. I'm really worried that, because, you know, these two teammates, they're going to be brilliant together. They're going to be funny and they're going to do the media stuff naturally. I'm really worried they're going to push it and it's going to end up. Do you remember when they did Tuned with Lewis and Jensen?
That was great. I loved that idea.
And no, it was so cringy and it was so scripted. And it was like, why are you making them spend like 2-3 hours of their time doing this? When, you know, just put me in a simulator. I don't care. I don't want to watch it.
I,
do you remember there was also a musical bit, wasn't there? Sorry, Ollie. There was a musical bit.
I've tried to ignore that musical bit as much as possible because that was really cringy as well.
I just
it's what happens when you get two people that have completely different tastes in music, right? That then you go, right, now we're going to make a song, and Danny Rick's going, yeah, this is what I'm liking. This nice going. I think we have different tastes, and Danny Rick's going, yeah, no, definitely, mate, like 100%, we have like. And then they've got like a singer. The singer was really good, by the way. Like the actual finished song, we won't know what happens, right? But I was like, this is kind of good. Like I'm here for this, you know. This is a bit of a bop or whatever. And then like it gets to the end. You can't even, one, we don't even hear the song, right? And two, it's just gonna be Lando Norris playing the wrong chords for like half of it. It just wasn't for me. It was very, very strange, the whole thing. It did bits though. It did absolute numbers on streams. I don't know if you saw, there was like,
that was unreal.
WTF1 was streaming like a watch along that nobody watched. There was like, yeah, obviously the actual team's YouTube page did something, then the F1 page. So it was doing numbers and fair, but like,
yeah, come on, man. yeah the thing is, why do a watch along with something that's free to watch? Just watch it.
Cash money, baby.
Just watch it. Like, people that do, like, you know, stuff like that. But
they
with,
weren't
like,
even showing it as well.
They like, weren't, no. Like, worst. People that do that with stuff like boxing. You pay to watch boxing. You don't need to pay to listen to someone talk about it. That works.
Yeah.
Doing a watch along for something that's free to watch and it's impossible to miss if you're in that kind of, you know, area feels unnecessary. But anyway,
just about that point. Weird. It was so weird. I think the one that I remember that I enjoyed was when they had that lovely Vodafone livery.
And it was the iconic, what was it, 2006 to like 2014?
And they did the Singapore. I can't remember what year it was, but they just ripped up and down the track circuit like fucking clouds of smoke. I was like, this is what it should be. Not, hi guys, my name's Lando Norris. Welcome back to a Q&A. We're going to be taking a question from Beth. Go, hi Lando, I'm your biggest fan. Like, nobody gives a shit, Beth. Like, you know. Like,
that's my point. I was just in the shower this morning thinking, what?
Oh, go Beth.
No.
Go Beth.
No. I was thinking to myself,
hello, Beth, I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, my. Ollie, she was 15. Come on, man.
Bro.
Ken's listening to this, shaking his head right now. He's going, what has happened to our
He's so disappointed.
Derived.
My thought, I was thinking, after watching that whole video and thinking, this is so cringy. I honestly think McLaren fans, not you specifically, Alex, just this new generation of McLaren fans,
don't they? They love that.
Are the worst.
Are the worst.
Like, like Mercedes fans are salty. Ferrari are arrogant. Wait. Renault are French. And then McLaren, it's just...
Renault are French.
and just, they're just, I see it on Twitter. It's just cringe.
It's awful, mate.
It's bad.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Like, it's so bad.
I don't know about, Aston Martin and Alfa Tauri, but, you know, they're just normal fans. And in McLaren,
they are a team of stands, literally, all of them.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Everybody that follows them only follows them because Norris is young and funny and they want to shag Danny Rick, which is fair because I would as well. But like,
I'd have a
guess. It's just, I get it. Like, you, if you watch F1 now, you pick one team. You're like, they're probably the team you pick, right? If you've got, if you're like me, it was more countrymen, right? So it was Jensen.
Driver related, yeah.
I was like, and then obviously when Lewis goes, I'll be a George Russell, Lando Norris fan, I imagine. Or I might just be one of these weird people that just watch it. Which, if you're one of those people that just watches it, I think you're like that, Ollie. I can understand why you're bored if you don't support anybody or really have much of, like, if you're in favour of one driver more than another, right? But
And
that's where, as we said earlier, McLaren have done really well with the marketing because they're the team that when you think about supporting a team, you're like, I'll support them because they've got this big media presence. They do their marketing well. They've got good drivers that are funny, that, you know? And like Lando Norris streamed, right? And he streams a lot. I used to watch it, but his character is so like, I just don't like him as a driver. He's sick, but as a person, he just seems very weird, you know? And when you're trying to watch him again, this is another tangent. When you're trying to watch him on stream, you can understand why people like him so much, right? And because he's got this stream, whatever, it's really easy to, you know, follow him what he's doing when he's not racing, but like. He's just a strange guy. He really is. I mean, he's only young, right? But
23. I think he's between our ages.
He's my age. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah. I think so. Yeah,
it's strange, man. But fair play. It's clearly working because you know he's got his pick of the bunch when it comes to 17-year-old girls. But yeah, it's weird. It's weird.
It is. Anyway, I think we've.
I was going to say, I got a question to finish off this podcast with.
Go on, finish it off with a question.
So we've had one launch.
Yeah.
What launch are you most looking forward to out of the other nine?
Alpine. As weird as that sounds.
Alfa Romeo.
Okay.
That's a weird one, boy.
All right, okay. I'm going to say Aston Martin.
Aston Martin? Or
green.
Yeah. I'm going to say Aston. That one's piqued my interest.
It's just green.
No, but you're the same as me, Alex, in terms of it's new. Like, Alpine is new.
It's new. Also, for Vettel's hairline as well.
Oh, bro. Just shave it off, man. Or wear a hat.
Or get transplant.
Bro, he's way past the transplant. It's like, it's too obvious now if he has one. Now we've seen those leaked pictures. Too obvious.
You say that about Lewis, though.
Yeah, but Lewis is a dumb man, so it's fine. Lewis can do whatever he wants because when he retires, he's gonna go into he's gonna do fashion. So that's cool because that's what he's gonna do.
And this exactly explains my fan theory that I just explained.
Yeah, bang on.
There we go. I think Alpha Italian flair, love it.
God, yeah, man.
And also Alpha Romeo make the best cars. That's a fact.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. I mean, considering you had one for how long until it broke?
Well, mine never broke. I just sold it.
To that episode. If you're watching this, go back to that episode. And
I can't remember
Ollie talking differently about Alfa Romeo.
When you sell your car and then you have to buy a Volvo to replace it because it was that awful.
Well, I can't say bad you replaced it with a Volvo.
2 litre, like, EcoFlex. No, not EcoFlex. The slogan
for Volvo could be, your previous car was that bad, you had to buy a Volvo. That should be the slogan.
Volvo, yeah, it'll do.
And the best bit was, I've only ever been in Ollie's Volvo once or twice. I remember the first thing he said to me when I got in here, he was like, sorry, the car's a mess. I was like, it's shocking, mate. The whole thing, it's just a mess. It wasn't even that bad. You had a dodgy clutch. You couldn't find first or second gear, from what I can remember.
We went in it when we travelled to Portsmouth. I remember we went in it when we travelled into Portsmouth. And then he paid for parking, which was free for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, okay, my alpha was bad, but I had... My...
I love how you just backtracked on that really quickly.
But I, my alpha wasn't a real alpha. It was a Fiat Punto underneath, really. But anyway, we're going to end the podcast there because we've gone off very... on many, many a tangent tonight. But it's the first episode. We're a bit rusty. But hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully you stayed to the end. But if you have, thank you. And if you are new here, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Gridwatch Podcast, as well as our, we're on Spotify and iTunes at Gridwatch Podcast as well. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do as well, at Gridwatch Pod. And I think that's all our socials. Maybe we should start an Instagram as well. I'll have to see. Maybe. Maybe that's what you could do, Alex. No,
yeah. I mean,
we don't have enough of a following to even have a Twitter page. Let's be honest.
We have 77 loyal followers on our Twitter page. So half you better shut your mouth.
Every single one of you. We respect every single
come
one of
from,
you.
Half of them have literally come from 25% of you. The reason they're all there is because it was, I remember the very first post we did was just me and you, Ali, trying to get people to follow it. So they're all just technically people that like us. Don't really
but they still follow
us.
It.
That's the important thing.
Like me and Ollie could break off, do our own podcast called
Two Men, One Wheel.
Yeah, something like that. That's right, I'm sure. Just do that.
Two men, one brain. Well,
half a brain. One whole brain, that's pushed it a bit. But I'll take half a brain between the two of us, I reckon. Take a little scoop of mine. A little teaspoon, and then the rest of it's yours.
Yeah, I love like an ice cream scoop.
Be good.
Anyway.
I'll just give you the crayon bit. I'll just give you the crayon bit, and then you just have everything else.
Okay.
There you go. Because you wouldn't have to ask me to do your thumbnails then. You could just do them. Yeah. Great. Yeah.
Why not? Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this episode, like I said. And we'll see you very soon for a brand new episode. Good night.